Tchaikovsky is a classical music giant, but in 1866 he was a young man who had switched careers and was tackling his very first symphony. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on this early work, titled by the composer Winter Daydreams.
Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 1 was no doubt daunting for the 26-year-old to write.
The young Tchaikovsky probably didn't know he was going to become one of the greatest composers.
Conductor John Andreo Noseda describes this work as deeply Russian.
I can feel Borodin elements, Mussorgsky elements. For instance, the beginning, the first few bars of the second movement in this very uncertain key, the tonality, the chords are moving in a very subtle way. Every change of chord is a surprise.
Tchaikovsky had turned from a career in law to music and graduated from a conservatory in St. Petersburg. He took on his first symphony at the suggestion of pianist and conductor Nikolai Rubinstein, who led the premiere in 1868. The work, says Noseda, is also very personal.
There is a sort of, not sadness, but tenderness and very deep in feelings, with also a very extroverted finale, because he wanted to show a sort of good and happy part of his personality.
Tchaikovsky would go on to create a body of work that includes more than 6 symphonies, 3 ballets, 10 operas, along with concertos and other works for orchestra, chorus, chamber ensembles, and piano.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.